Hill, Coastal Club, how are you? Thank you.
Good, thank you.
One of the eight questions that I have are comments. DLDOT stated that they concluded a TID analysis in 2022 on the potential build-out. How was the rezoning considered with this plan? Because it's going to change things completely. It's not apples to apples now. It's changing if the rezoning is increasing the...
I think the testimony was that DLDOT had, that they are at or slightly under the number of units that DLDOT had planned for in the TID.
And I believe in the square footage, and the commercial square footage.
Yeah.
So the rezoning will not necessarily impact that.
Doesn't impact that. Yeah.
So let me move on. Let's see. One of the concerns we have in the community, of course, is water runoff. Something else that I learned is a cluster subdivision is typically in urban communities. Lewis is not an urban community, and we don't want it to become one. The potential traffic that will result of a cluster division will be adversely impact people in Coastal Club and surrounding communities as far as property value, because the amount of traffic, as you see, we have on Beaver Dam Road is insane on a daily basis. And as everyone has stated, it backs up to Coastal Club with the new stop sign that's been put in, installed. One of the questions I have is from the National Transportation Safety Board as far as the emergency evacuation routes. How do we work around that? Like, what are the restrictions that are implemented for emergency evacuation routes currently? And how will level D, I think we said level D or E traffic, affect that type of the route for emergency evacuation routes? What impact will that have on Route 9, which is what we currently use as the emergency evacuation route? What was the other thing I wanted to say? Let's see. And to have the roads widened by 2045 is an insult to people currently living on Beaver Dam Road. It's just, you know, 2025, you know, half of us probably won't even be around. 2045, I'm sorry. And as earlier stated, I just want to support the comments that were made about traffic lights and the speed for crossing 9, which is 40 to 45 miles an hour, and 23, which is 50 to 45 miles an hour. And I think it's just a very dangerous, you know, a lot of things need to be considered before we proceed with this project. So the rezoning, as we've stated, the rezoning was considered when DLDOT did the TDI analysis.
Well, the rezoning doesn't change the density that they had planned on. So they, in other words, DLDOT had calculated a certain level of density. This request is under that
so
level
it's been,
of density.
Okay, yeah. So it's a part of that. Yeah. All right, thank you.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you. Okay, who's next?